Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We started a chapter yesterday on being steadfast on good habits. We were explaining the importance of having steadfastness, istiqamat. Person is very, very meticulous that a certain good action that I have started, I mustn't lose it, I mustn't miss it. We gave an example, a person is reading a certain amount of Quran every day. It shouldn't happen that a certain holiday season comes or a person is feeling a little bit cold now, he says, okay, I'm going to leave it. But rather, he should make muhafaza. Muhafaza means to protect. To protect that good deed that he has started. Whatever that good deed, if it's a little bit of zikr that a person makes every day, it is tahajjud salat, it may be awabin, it may be in the habit of ishraq, or a person reading chas salat, or a person got two rakat salat of shukr he reads every day, or two rakat salat al hajat. Something a person has got, he started some good action, but continue with that good action. Don't leave it. Protect it. Like how we protect our wealth and how we protect our belongings and things that are valuable to us. That good action, doesn't matter how small it may be, it's something good that we started, we should look after it. Sometimes it just may be a smile or a salam to young people, old people, etc. or to our family members. Yeah, we're not talking where there's any chance of fitna. But in general, where you got old people or there's some children, you make salam to them, you give them some words of advice when you see them. So hold on to that, don't leave it. Shaitan will want us to leave. Shaitan doesn't like istiqamah. One thing shaitan doesn't like is istiqamah, because istiqamah itself, this continuously doing something, person being firm, steadfast, is something that breaks the backbone of shaitan. He gives up hope after a while. But this person is so fixed in his routine, there's no way I'm going to win with him. Therefore it is mentioned, al-istiqamatu khayru min alfi karama. That being steadfast in your actions, in your good deeds, is better than 1,000 miracles. What you can achieve by being steadfast is more than what you can achieve than doing even 1,000 miracles. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of being steadfast, especially summertime. Fajr Namaz is very early. So now the true test of steadfast, Allah wants to test us in winter also. He gives extra sleep. It's cold. Summertime it gets a little bit hot, but the nights are very short. To test us in different conditions, different situations, what is our response? Are we steadfast or are we just going to get blown with the wind and look at see what the time is, too early, or it's too late, or it's too cold, or it's too hot? Allah wants to see whether we passed all those things. We are focusing only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these are immaterial. How cold it is outside, if it's raining outside, it's sunny outside, doesn't make a difference. That is not important. What time it is also, it doesn't make a difference. If it is the time of salah, I'm happy to go for the sake of Allah. If it's the time of my tahajjud, I'm happy to be up for tahajjud. If it is the time for my Quran Sharif, I'm happy to read my Quran Sharif. It is time for zikr, I'm happy to make my zikr. So like that, a person doesn't get too affected by outside factors. He's more interested in seeing what I need to do, and a person does it. Similarly, a very good habit also, especially for us, is to sleep early after Isha. Sleep early. And once a person gets in a routine, for example, I sleep 45 minutes, 1 hour after Isha Namaz, I must be in bed. So now it doesn't matter what comes, people around that will realize that this man sleeps early, so we shouldn't go and visit him after Isha. First few times it will be a little bit awkward, but after that people will realize that he sleeps early, this person, if we want to visit him, we must go visit him early. And once it becomes known, people understand. Sometimes in some places you'll find, on a Jummah day, people close their shops at 10 o'clock or at 11 o'clock. Some people only open after Jummah Salah. Many places happen, people only open after Jummah Salah. And yet, when they go after Jummah, there's a line of people that are waiting. They didn't go to any other shop, they prepared to wait in the line to get their goods from this shop. So we show our steadfastness, our firmness. Allah Ta'ala even won't hold back that customer for us. That customer even won't run away. He'll wait in the line to enter in the shop after Jummah Salah. But we need to be firm. No, no, I go early for Jummah. Let the customers know, let the clients know, let the friends know that I go early for Jummah. Like that, once it becomes a routine, it becomes a habit, people will even respect that. This is also from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith, and Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا عبد الله لا تكن مثل فلان كان يقوم الليل فترك قيام الليل متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله ابن عمرو ابن عاص رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said to me, oh عبد الله, don't be like so and so. Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام didn't mention the name. Or in this particular hadith we find specifically that the name is not mentioned. This is the beauty of our deen. Unnecessarily there is a moral to be taken out. Unnecessarily we don't mention the name. There is no need for the name. The need in this case is the moral. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "O Abdullah, don't be like so and so, who used to engage in worship at night. He used to wake up for tahajjud at night, and then he stopped doing so." Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has only brought one hadith under this chapter, but this one hadith is sufficient to tell us that we must continue with some good action. So what did this person do? He started tahajjud salat and then he gave it up. The hadith is sayyaka, qiyam al-layl, he left it, he started it and he left it. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is just telling us, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma, very nice thing. He said, don't be like him. He started it and he left it. That was enough to teach us that istiqamah is something that is very important. Nabi alayhi sallam said, don't be like those people who start something and they stop it. Don't be like that. In other words, if you start a good action, if you start something good, continue with it right up till the day we die. It's different if a person is sick, he's not well, or something is different. But as a general rule, you should try and be firm. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.